The number of wolves on Prince of Wales Island and nearby islands has dropped dramatically, according to a draft report from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. A state official says that decline is something to watch carefully, but he's not concerned yet about the viability of wolves in that area. Conservationists, though, are alarmed and say that number could be too low to maintain genetic health among remaining wolves. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
In 2013, the estimated population of wolves in Game Management Unit 2 was 221 animals. A similar study conducted just 1 year later shows that number dropped to an estimated 89. Ryan Scott is the Southeast Region Supervisor for Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Wildlife Conservation Division. He stressed that those numbers are estimates based on a small study area on the Big Island.
DNA collected from wolf hair that's captured in passive hair traps where they roll on it and we collect the hair and use the follicles to collect the genetic information.
From that information, state biologists determine how many wolves are in the study area and then use that to estimate the number in the entire game management unit. Scott says it's an imprecise tool for such a large area. Prince of Wales Island alone is slightly larger than the state of Delaware.
We know the conditions are different. We know that the number of wolves are different in various places, but we do it because by regulation we have to set a harvest guideline based on a false population estimate.
The estimate of 89 wolves is the midpoint of a range. Scott says the population could be as low as 50 or as high as 159. Despite the lack of precision in the methodology, he says the study does show a clear drop.
A decline is real. It's the magnitude of that decline that I think we have to be really careful with. And it's going to take additional data collection and additional field work to identify the trend and what the trend is.
State biologists have been studying wolf populations on Prince of Wales for 3 years. The first year's information was not useful, Scott says, because scientists weren't able to collect enough data. That means there's only 2 years' worth to consider so far. Scott isn't overly concerned about the long-term viability of wolves in Game Management Unit 2, and despite the study's lower population estimate, he anticipates there will be a trapping season this coming winter. By regulation, the state can allow a total take of up to 20% of the estimated population, which in this case would be no more than 18 wolves.
That number is not set at this point. It's something that we are discussing and will be discussing not only internally, but it's important to have conversations with the trappers and with the communities and subsistence users, the Forest Service. So there's, while we know that the harvest guideline will be reduced based on regulation to identify what that number is going to be. There's a lot of road to travel there yet.
Larry Edwards is with the Sitka-based Greenpeace office, and he is worried about Prince of Wales Island wolves. He points out that the wolf population study took place last fall before the winter trapping season.
The quota for that was 25 wolves. Actually, 29 were taken. So the number now is surely lower than what was reported in this briefing paper.
Edward says the genetic health of the remaining wolves needs to be considered when determining the population's future viability. He gives an example of a group of wolves on an isolated island in the Midwest, Lake Superior. That group had low numbers for many years, and people thought it was stable.
There's recent reports and science that have come out on that population now has crashed. There's only 3 wolves left there. And those wolves are in very poor health because of inbreeding. So once you get to a small population, you need to be concerned about inbreeding.
Edward says his group will review the official Alaska Department of Fish and Game study once it's released, but based on information available so far, he says Greenpeace likely will ask for an emergency closure of wolf trapping in Game Management Unit 2.
And that would involve both Fish and Game and the Federal Subsistence Board.
Subsistence hunting is managed separately by the federal government, but often in cooperation with state agencies. Conservation groups say logging and activity related to logging, such as building roads, has led to the decline of wolves on Prince of Wales Island, partly because more roads provide easier access for hunting and trapping. Edward says information from the state's wolf population study likely will be used in future challenges to old-growth logging on Prince of Wales Island. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.